Mandingo! Purebred Mandingo!
What do I want to see? This is what I was looking for, yeah. Oh!
There you go.
Playful as a kitten, strong as a bull elephant.
Good Lord, man!
I don't buy the pig in the poke.
Carry on like a man.
If she buys him, he gonna find out tonight. She ain't no man.
You mean that white lady? Pleasure with that nigga?
That's a German widder, and German ladies can never pleasure enough.
How much?
$3,500.
I give you $3,000.
I'll pay the price you're asking.
You are no gentleman trying to take the nigger from the poor widow woman.
The use you crave to make of him, ma'am, I ain't letting you get him.
$4,000.
I'll pay more. $500 more.
Schweinhund!
Done. You got a good boy. Trustworthy, obedient, whip smart. I sure hate to sell it.
Get in here. Wait. Now, I want you to do something for me. I want you to go fetch meat. You hear me? Go fetch him. Bring him through the door and up the stairs real quiet. Now, go on. Come in here, Meat. I'm telling you to come in here. I want you to listen, because I'm going to tell you a story. I want you to listen good. Sit down over there. Do you hear me? Sit down. See, one day I was walking alone in the woods. I was just walking, nice by myself. And then he came up to me. Yeah, he was. And a sweet lad, real sweet lad. And all of a sudden, you attacked me.
Miss Blanche, I never
hush
done...
your mouth. this my story. You attack me. You rape me. Now, when Master Hammond comes home, well, I gotta tell him. I gotta tell him what you done. What you think he gonna do? Whoop you? Sell you? Oh, no, Meade. He's gonna kill you.
He won't believe you, Miss Blanche.
He'll believe me. He won't believe a nigger. So now, lesson you do what I want. I'm gonna tell him everything. Just like I said. Everything. Meade. Ain't you ever craved a white lady before?
used to play with me? I know it's a nice game.
You get away from me, Miss Sophie.
You's a pretty boy. And you was gonna play with me. Blaze and the other bucks do, and you is too.
Miss Sophie, I'll tell your father.
You tells him you're skin and bile you alive. I'll say you rape, done rape me.
Miss Sophie! She's starting in with you. Ain't a boy on this place that don't wants to run when Miss Sophia coming. Always unbuttoning their pants and playing with them. Oh, Miss Sophia, a bad one.
Why don't somebody tell Master Hammond?
Because she white. I know boy Des go tell Master Hammond. They scared for fear he'll kill him.
Perhaps he'll kill Blaze. Or even worse, castrate him.
You never play with me.
You worse than hell. You'd get a nigga killed no matter what. I don't want to play with you.
Well, if and you don't, I'll just tell my papa you tried to rape me. Damn nigger!
Listen, Miss Sophie. You play your damn games with the other bucks. Blaze is my friend. If your papa find out, hell, he'd kill Blaze.
Mind your own damn business!
Get! Just get!
My dear Augustus, you can see my daughter plainly needs manners.
Well, now that I'm going to be your stepmother, I want you to be refined and educated in the best possible manner. Your father and I agree you should be sent to Miss Pentecost School for Young Females in Mobile.
Papa, no, I ain't!
Yes, you is.
Hammond, I think we should be planning on our first party. Our engagement party.
Yes.
I think we should invite the Holcombs and Dr. and Mrs. Redfield and Mr. and Mrs. Gassaway.
Papa? You send me away, and I'm gonna tell you something you ain't gonna like.
What?
One of your bucks has been fooling around with me.
Who be that? Who be that? Who be it?
Blaze. It was Blaze.
Blaze. Blaze. You come with me.
I ain't gonna talk about this in front of Miss Augusta. I'm gonna hear about this from A to Z.
What Blaze do?
Nothing, Papa.
Nothing?
I was just saying that.
You wasn't just saying that.
I was just saying that to get you mad.
Sophie, I'm gonna turn you upside down until the lie pop right out in your mouth. Now you tell me.
Blaze wanted me to unbutton his pants.
Did you?
No.
Then what? Then what?
Well, then he told me to close my eyes and hold my hands out like this.
Go on.
Well, then he put something in my hands and told me to feel it and rub it and keep my eyes closed up. And then he asked me, how does it feel? And I says, it feels good. And then he tells me to open my eyes, and I open them, and I look down, and it was this thing. I was holding this thing, Papa.
How long did you hold it?
I dropped it right away, Papa.
What did you do then?
I ran right off and washed my hands.
Well, how come you didn't run off when it commenced?
I was too scared, Papa.
Sophie. Feel a whole lot better about this if you was crying.
I is, Papa.
There, darling. No cheap breath. Ain't but two people in this world gonna know about this but you and me.
What about Blaze?
Blaze is gonna be dead.
I'm gonna make up my mind about you. Time on.
Smart ass nigga. Take yourself a good look and see what you're missing.
I can't believe what I'm seeing. You go to school faster than that goose!